Listen, Monday, my sinuses were so bad I didn't know there were sinuses. But you ever get a toothache? I've had my share of toothaches. I didn't take care of my teeth when I was young. Then mom told me to brush my teeth. I didn't listen. I brush them now, though. Say thank you, Jesus. Listen, so Monday, it was Sunday, it was hurting so bad. And Monday, I called the dentist, met the dentist. He's my friend, thank God, right? Thank God he's my friend. And he x-rayed me. How do you have a friend with a dentist? That's odd. That's, you know, it's like having a lawyer for a friend. You know, it's kind of odd. But he said to me, he said, listen, your sinuses are inflamed. He said, the whole side of my face was just pressing in on that. He says, you'll be all right. And didn't charge me anything. Thank you, Lord. So I left there. And the next day, I get a phone call. My mother's rushed to the hospital because of her sinuses are pounding inside her. But she's all right. She's going to be home tomorrow. Amen? Come on, tomorrow she's coming home. Amen? She misses Pappy. And then this week, my wife's been struggling too with the sinuses. And she is, we're going to pray right now. Amen? And here's the other thing too. I feel two things. I feel that God, Sonia, I feel that God has a word for your neighbor. So I feel that God has a word, and I'm going to share that with you later, but I feel that God has a word for him. And there was somebody else that I heard that had cancer. Come on, somebody knows somebody has cancer. Yeah. Your cousin too. You believe he's the God of miracles? Listen, I want you to know that Lazarus was lying dead, and everybody was doubting and fearful. But Jesus says this is for the glory of God. Not that God caused it, but this will be for the glory of God, that others might see it and say, wow, God, you're amazing. This is God. Only God can do this. So I believe that God wants to use men and women of God. I want you to see. Can I stir your faith tonight? Come on, look happy to me. Amen. Come on, let's stir your faith. I want to stir. You need your faith stirred. Amen. Come on, we're here for a reason. Amen. We're here for a reason to grab hold of what God has. I want to take hold of what God has for me and move in it and walk in it and have my being in it and run with it and taste it and see that God is good. Amen. I want to know that God is good. I want others to see and say, man, what is up with you? The power of God is upon you. Amen. Come on. Amen. For the glory of God, that others will look at it and say, my goodness, I need what you got. Come on. Amen. I'm tired of people looking at the church and saying, say it with me. All you religious people, help me. Ready? I told you you're going to get spit on tonight. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of the church tasting bad. I'm tired of people coming here and not being loved. Not here, but I'm in church. I'm tired of people being rejected. I'm tired of people because of maybe they look the way they act or this or that, and not letting God have a chance for the glory, for God to set people free, to change somebody, to reach within them and stir their hearts like He did me. Come on, the doors were open for this former drug addict. I stood in the back and I had an opportunity. Say opportunity. Opportunity to be touched by God. But I want you to understand something. That whole atmosphere, the glory was in the house because people were there worshiping God. They were welcoming me in. They opened their hearts for me, that the glory of God had an opportunity to change my life. I didn't walk out the same. I want people to have that experience. A daily, not just an experience. I don't like that word, really. I'm talking about an encounter, a daily encounter. This is the day the Lord has made. I will arise. Hallelujah. I will arise and shine, for the Lord God is with me. Amen? I'm ready to go. I don't apologize. I've been with the Lord today. Amen? Hallelujah. Listen. Where's my glasses? There they are. Hallelujah. I want to stick with what I... Let's make sure this thing obeys me. This thing doesn't always listen to... There it is. All right. Thank you, Jesus. All right. Are you good? I don't know where I was, but... what I was saying. I got excited there, but I'm going to ask you a question. What would happen if we got hungry? What happened if we began to get hungrier, thirsty? We began to reach. There was a stirring within us, greater than ever before. You gather some people together that are hungry and desperate for God. Come on, amen? They're hungry for God. Are you hungry for God? Are you hungry for God? I want you to know that if you're not, I'm going to pray tonight that it gets on you and you can't get it off you. And you're going to try to eat whatever you can, but I want you to know that you won't be able to, because the hunger of God is going to be on everybody in this house before they leave here tonight. I'm telling you, the hunger of God. I want you to know that sometimes things might lose your appetite, and it's not God. Tell someone it's not God. It's not God that done that to you. I want you to know that it's things sometimes that cause us to lose our appetite, but we need to get our hunger back. We need to get our hunger and our thirst back for God in a greater dimension. Amen? So I'm going to stir your faith for a second here. Let's read Daniel 4, 1 through 12. I have some scriptures for you. Is that all right? Come on, do you love me? I love you. Hallelujah. Daniel, I'm looking at another one real quick here. Will you look at that one? Let me see where I was at. You got that? Yeah, here we go. Nebuchadnezzar the king, unto all people, nations, and languages that dwell in the earth, peace be multiplied unto you. Listen, I want you to hear this. This is a man that's seen miracles. This is a man that watched, that had an encounter with Daniel, a man of faith. Tell someone a man of faith. This is a guy that watched a guy rise up and something about him got a hold of him that changed his life. This is the king. Tell someone that's the king. This is the king. This is the influence that God wants to have. Here's this man named Daniel, this young man that rose up with God's favor upon him. Do you need the favor of God upon you? Come on, the favor of God upon us. I long for the favor of God. We understand that God wants to favor us. God wants to bless us. But we got to agree with it. We got to walk in it. We got to take hold of it. Amen? And he says, I thought it good. I love this. Peace be multiplied to you. I thought it good to show you the signs and the wonders that the Most High God hath brought towards me. I want you to hear this. He says, I thought it good that I show you and declare to you the signs, tell someone signs, and wonders that God has done. Signs and wonders. I want to declare to you, because faith is built in the midst of that. Come on, amen. I want you to know, as sons and daughters of God, that we don't just walk by signs, but we walk in the Spirit. But I want you to know that signs and wonders we need to look upon. Because I want you to know that we live in a day and age now where that they're not common, signs and wonders. Tell your neighbor they're not common, and say, come on. I'm being real tonight. I hunger and thirst for that. Signs and wonders. That we as sons and daughters of God rise up and take hold of what God has for us. Listen to this. Have you ever heard of A.A. Allen? A.A. Allen was a great man of God, and God used him sovereignly. This man was hungry for God, and he wouldn't stop because he looked at the miracles that happened in the Word of God, and he believed. Tell someone believed. Believe that if God could use them, that He could use him. Come on, amen? I want to stir you tonight. I want you to see this. And there was another man that was with him. His name was R.W. Schambach. And I heard this testimony from him, because it's so powerful. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember that name? If you haven't ever heard of it, go look online, and you could see some of these tent revivals, amazing things that God did. God moving and touching people, healing people. Amen? And he says, so here he is, and he says that R.W. Schambach, he says that he's seen this lady, and this lady come up to him. He says, a pastor, he says, and he had to share this little baby, 5 years old. And his heart was broken because he looked at this baby, and this baby had over 24 diseases upon him. His hands were deformed. He didn't have a full set of legs. He was blind. He couldn't hear. Epilepsy and all kinds. 24. And this woman, by herself, alone, got hungry for God, for her child. And she believed. And she drove by herself, packed up her son, put him in the car, and she drove to Phoenix, Arizona, where it was. And he says, for her son to be prayed for. And he says, and she told him, she goes, I've been here for 7 days. I paid my way. And all the money I have is gone. I have a $20 bill. And today's the last meeting. And she says, could you please ask if he would pray for my son? And he says, well, I just got to let God do. She said, but I'm going to pray. So she went back to her seat and he went up. He was standing behind, and Allen began to pray, began to go in the service, and he was in the back, and he began to cry out to God. He says, God, touch this young boy. God, touch this, God. Lord, I'm being honest. I don't know if I have enough faith, but God, Lord, I know you can touch this young man. I know you can. Amen? And so he was standing there, and all of a sudden, as he was praying, Allen broke out in a prophecy. He says, I see a lady putting her child in a station wagon. She's packing up everything she has. She's taking all, and she's coming across the country to here. And she's here tonight. I see her car in this parking lot tonight. They never contacted, never talked. And he says, listen, God spoke to my heart. She has 24 diseases upon his body. Is that woman here tonight? And as he spoke that, she ran to the front of the altar. Ran to the front of the altar with her baby in her hand. And she brought the baby to him. And he looked at it. He was just overwhelmed by this, all these things that were wrong with this baby. But he knew that all things were right with God. Hallelujah. And he says, God, if you could touch this baby right now, heal him now in Jesus' name. And all of a sudden, hallelujah, this is documented. Come on, amen. This is documented. If it don't stir your faith, I don't know what will. But listen to me. And all of a sudden, that baby's eyes, he said that he looked into the baby's eyes. R.W. Schenbach was watching. And he says, and he looked into the eyes were completely black. And all of a sudden, he began to see swirls begin to turn in that baby's eyes. And he watched them spin. And all of a sudden, he seen pupils and he seen the baby's eyes blink. And then when that happened, he says he began to, his ears, and all of a sudden he began to hear the popping of bones. He began to see that his feet began to grow. Come on, amen. He began to see these extension of his legs. And all of a sudden, he let the baby down. And the baby took off running across the stage to his mother that has never had the baby run to her or take hold of her in his own arms. And she reached up and jumped up into his arms. Come on. That's the glory of God. That's the power of God. That's what I'm hungry for. Come on, that's what I'm hungry for. Amen? But here's the powerful thing. That whole thing that she gave her last $20 bill, she had no way to get back home. See, God's bigger, bigger. See, God knows. And this woman was standing there with not able to go back. She had this healed baby. She didn't care. She said, I'll walk back. But as she stood there, all of a sudden, somebody come up to her. Handed. Said, bless you. $20 bill. And all of a sudden, $20 bill. By the time she was done, she had more money than what she brought. Come on, amen? She had more money. Listen, God went above. Tell someone above and beyond. Come on, amen? These are real. Listen, there was a man, his name was Jack Cole. This guy was a man of extreme faith. Say extreme faith. Listen, and they used to bring people to him. And sometimes if you're nervous of what people would thought, don't come because this man's a wild man. Some of these men were wild men with wild faith. And he says that if God spoke to them and whispered something in their ear, they're going to do it. Amen? Because some things look stupid, like when Jesus reached into the mud and put the mud on the man's eyes. Come on, amen? And he was healed. Spit. Does that look stupid? I want you to see, but God, whatever God does. Listen, so he would take, and they would bring a wheelchair up. And somebody was in a wheelchair, and he took the wheelchair, and all those men of God that were with him would stand there, and he would stick, and he'd start running towards the edge of the stage with the wheelchair. And he would dump the person off the stage. And by the time they hit the ground, they were healed. Come on, whether it was fear, shock or faith. Hallelujah. I don't know. But God used it. There was another man. His name was Smith Wigglesworth. This guy was a real rock star, man. This guy had faith that I long for that walk like this. This man, he would do crazy stuff. I'm not going to tell you some of the things he did because you think, what? Because you say, is that God? Only God can heal. Devils don't heal. Come on, tell some devils don't heal. But they said that he would look. I listened to his granddaughter. He said that he would look and he would see things in people, sicknesses and diseases in people. And he would go after it. Hallelujah. He's seen a sickness and all of a sudden you see Smith Wigglesworth coming after you. You know something's wrong. But listen, they brought a man who was filled with cancer. He brought him in and his doctor was with him. And he sat him down and Smith Wigglesworth looked at him. He says, what's wrong? He says, he has cancer. He said, where's it at? If you're ready to get offended, or you come to get healed. He says, where's it at? He said, it's in his stomach. What do you think he does? He reaches back and punches the guy in the stomach as hard as he can. The guy hits the ground out. The doctor says, are you kidding me? You killed him. He says, shut up. It's not your business. And he began to pray for people. By the time he got to the fourth person, the man stood up and said, I'm healed. And walked out of that building healed, delivered. He was reaching for that cancer and he was mad at it. They brought a baby and the baby was on its edge to die. The baby was broken and he was just ready to die. And they took him out of the hospital because they had no hope. Say no hope. They brought him to this man. They walked in and they looked at him. This is crazy. Say it's crazy. This is truth. They looked at the baby. He took the baby and he threw the baby. Man, I got to know God's telling me to do something if that's the truth. Come on, amen. But I want you to know there was something attacking that baby, whatever it was. He threw the baby, hit the wall, and fell on the ground. Is that correct? I know. I'm like, what? Are you kidding me? And he says, he went over and he slapped the baby in the butt and the baby began to cry. Healed. Healed like that. Healed. Listen, I read the guy that it happened to. I read the baby that it happened to. I heard it. I read his testimony about that. Come on, say it's real. I want to stir your faith tonight. Oral Roberts was at a tent meeting. Great man of God. God used him. He stepped in faith. And one day he was at a service. And listen, this was back then with it. This person that worked in this mental institute, she was desperate for these ones. One of them were family members that they had no answer for. Come on, there's sometimes the world don't have answer for things. But we serve a God that had answers. But He's looking for somebody that has faith. Hallelujah. That's not worried about what someone thinks. Just to get that person in the presence of God. And they lined up 14 people that had the mental sickness. And they were disturbed. And they couldn't even talk. And they brought them in. They were chained. This is back in the 1950s or some 40s. Something like that. Whenever it was. I'm not sure when it was. But they brought them in. Clink, clink, clink. All the chains. And put them up on the stage. And he's standing. He's like, just like us would say, what do I do with this? That's what he said. What do I do? And God says, do what you always do. Tell them they're healed. But he says, say, be loosed. That's it. We argue with God, don't we? But it's as simple as this. He pointed and says, be healed, loosed in Jesus' name. Every one of the chains from one, all 14, every one of them were in their right mind. Just like that. Just like that. Say, just like that. Come on, I want you to know. See, I want you to know that sometimes we don't stir our faith to hear that. The Bible says, stir up the gifts of God. Stir it up, hallelujah. Tell someone, stir it up. Stir it up. We need to hear these stories and understand that these aren't just stories, amen? And listen, we got to go farther than that. Look at this. D.L. Moody, I love this about D.L. Moody. He said that he would not go to bed until he led somebody to the Lord. He would never go to bed until somebody got saved. And he says, here's the powerful thing. He says, but you got to bring him to me, God. That's faith. Bring him to me, God, and I'll lead somebody to bed. I won't go to bed, God, till you bring him to me. Every single day of that man's life, D.L. Moody, look at it. He led somebody to God. Say amen. Amen. Listen, we can look in the Bible, men and women of faith. We can look at a man named Paul, where that a viper jumped out of the fire and leached on upon him. And this man of faith lifted up his arm and he shook it off. And all those were standing there saying, just wait for him to die. I want you to know that he disturbed everybody because he kept preaching. Hallelujah. The anointing of God was upon him. He didn't let that get him. He shook it off. Say, shake it off. Come on, amen. And it goes to the Father and it says, Peter. How about Peter? That all those ones that were in a boat, but there was one, hallelujah. There was one that said, God, I want to get to you. I'm going to see. He watched Jesus. Jesus did these things not just to impress you, but to show you, listen, I want to empower you. I want to show you, hallelujah, that guess what? By faith, you can walk on water, hallelujah. You can walk above your situations. You can walk above your problems, hallelujah. You can get above them. And he says, and I call you to come out. Peter was the only one that stepped out in that water. Say, that's faith. Come on, amen. Elijah. How about Elijah? When he's standing there, he says, here's the deal. He says, it could be Baal. It could be whatever God. He says, but I'm going to call. And when fire comes down, he says, that's the God we'll serve. He says, and he called out fire from heaven. Amen. Called down fire from heaven. That's a man of faith. How about Elisha? Elisha, where the waters were, and they had no answers. They had no answers to the situation. And here's Elijah comes walking up and all he does is reach in and get some salt, throws it in the water, and to this day, that water is good. Water that was impure. Water that had sickness in it. But this man believed God, threw the salt in the water, and it was clean. Come on. I want to stir you tonight. How about a man named Moses? How about Moses where he has all these people? He's hungry for God. He gets to the edge of the Red Sea, not knowing which way to go. He says, just lift up your hands. Lifted up his hands and the water parted. Come on. I want you to hear something. These aren't just stories. Do you know God has this full of biographies? Men and women of God of faith. Not for us to just say, oh, that's nice. No. To stir your faith. Say, if God can use them, God could use me. If God can speak through them, God could speak through me. Come on. And sometimes we use the excuse, well, you know, I don't want to be seen. Are you kidding me? I want God to be seen. Amen. Come on. I want to lay hands because the Word of God says this, that they will lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Amen. Either we believe it or we don't. Amen. Come on. We'll lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. I want to believe the Word of God like that. I want to believe the Word of God like that. I want to take hold of it with everything I got and run with it. I want to hear that word and let it sink within me. Listen, Joshua 1:1. Are you okay? Listen, I want you to hear this. Now, after the death of Moses, the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of what? Say it again. Listen, God will use anybody. You can be a nobody. Son of none. Doesn't depend on your past. It depends on your heart right now. And he had a heart after God. I want you to hear this. I want you to see this. And it says, and Moses, my servant, is what? Is dead. I want you to know that Paul is dead. Moses is dead. A. Allen is dead. Come on. R.W. Sandbach is dead. All these men of God of faith have passed on. And look at this. He's telling Joshua, Moses is dead. What are you going to do? And he looked at him and he declared to him, he said, arise. What does he say? Arise and go. Arise. He's declaring to him, step into it. Tell someone, step into it. Step into it. Listen to me, all those men of God, if God could use them, why are we at a place where we say, you know what, I don't know. Listen, the enemy wants to do everything he can to make you think that you're not worthy, but what makes us worthy is Jesus. Tell someone, Jesus. Jesus, hallelujah. And he says, now arise. The Bible says in Isaiah 61, it says, arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is upon you. Listen, that's the word of God. Arise and shine. That's the word that God has spoken to us as individuals, for us to arise and shine. What are we shining? All that God is. Do you know what the glory of God is? All that God is and all that God has. Say it with me. All that God is and all that God has. Say it again. All that God is and all that God has. We are to show forth the glory of God. That is our commission, is to show the glory of God, to release the glory of God in the earth. All that God is and all that God has in all the earth. Arise and shine. Listen. Joshua 1:3, and it says, every place, say every place, that the sole of your feet shall tread upon, I have given it unto Moses. I have given it unto Moses. Just like God has given all of these men and women of God, He has given them, He's told them, I've given it to you, it's here before you, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Come on, to call those ones that are dead to come back to life again. Those that have been broken, to release them, hallelujah, to be healed in Jesus' name. Come on. See, I want you to know that, listen, we stand back and without any authority in our lives sometimes. And God's declared to us, arise and shine. Everywhere your feet step. What does that mean? Everywhere. Tell your neighbor, everywhere. Everywhere. You are a child of God. When I'm walking down that, listen to me, I tell you, I'm walking down the hallway of the hospital today. And I'm praying. I say, God, hallelujah. Lord, I pray. I just pray. You know, whatever. I'm just going to release the faith that I got. Hallelujah. I'm just going to pray. God, Lord, everyone in this wing, everywhere they're at, God, Lord, I just pray right now in the name of Jesus. Because He said, wherever my feet go, I give it to you. Come on. Wherever your feet go, I give it to you. That's dangerous faith. You know, don't talk like that, Pastor. Listen, I will. Listen. And He says this. I'm not here just to preach a sermon. I'm here for us to walk in authority and to be what God has called us to be. I have a conviction upon my heart not to do anything less. I want you to hear that. And everything that could come against me has come against me. Because I'm here to tell you, sons and daughters of God, it's yours. Pick it up. Pick it up. I want you to hear that. Pick it up. Take hold of it. And He says this. And He says, the soles of your feet that have I given unto you, I've said unto Moses, and it goes through, and it says in verse 5, it says, there shall not any man be able, I want you to hear this, not any man be able to stand before you all your days of your life. Here, listen, and as I was with Moses. Chris, I'm going to be with you. Austin, I'm going to be with you. The guy that split the Red Sea because he had faith in me. The man that I used to walk into Egypt and release those that were in bondage. I want to do it in you. I want to use you. See, I want you to know the power that you have is greater than him because now you are in you have my spirit. Come on. You are walking in a greater testament and understanding that he had. Say thank you, God. Come on, listen to this. He says, all the promises. He says, therefore, he says, all the days of your life, and I will be with you, and I will not forsake you. Tell someone, I'll forsake you. I will not fail you. I will not forsake you. I will not leave you. Hallelujah. But I will be with you, just like I was with him. And all the promises, say all the promises. I want you to know something. I'm not there, but I'm running with you. There was a man of God that God told me, he says, I'm going to use you to heal in my name. He says, just lay hands on everybody that you know. Pray for them. Prayed for one, then get healed. Two, three, 50. None of them got healed. Not nothing. 100. But he kept going to God every time. He said, God, Lord, you said this. I'm standing on it. 200 people. How many of you have walked out? 250. And at the 300th person that he laid hands on, they were healed. And from that moment on, anybody that was put before him, God used him to heal in Jesus' name. I don't know if that don't stir you, but listen to me. The other day I'm walking through the church. I'm praying, just talking to God and asking God for things. And I look down in a box in a room was this book. And I looked at this book and it said, all the promises of the Bible. God spoke to my heart. He says, my people have put my promises in a box. They know that God can and this and that. But for themselves, they placed it in a box in a back room somewhere. God told me, if you believe in my promises, if you would take hold of them, get them out of the box, dust them off a little bit, begin to take hold of those words, begin to take hold of the promises, begin to believe that you lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Believe and have faith in me and trust and know that I'm God. Hallelujah. Believe and know in your heart. And let it begin to sink in. I want you to know that there's many things. There was a man of God that he was a young man. He's 15 years old. 15 years old. And he memorized, knew the whole Bible backwards and forward. Amazed by it. He would impress everybody. And he would tell people or look at him. And they'd say, can you say this? And he'd say it. And he'd stand there. And a man come up to him, an older fellow come up to him. He says, listen, you know the letter backwards and forward. He said, but do you know the word? Because the word has power. See, but when you know the Word, it'll give you power. The Word of God is alive and powerful. Hebrews 4:12. Quick, powerful, like a two-edged sword. He says, if you know my Word. And he says, well, how do I get the Word? He said, meditate. Tell someone, meditate. You don't hear that preached too much, do you? You know why? Because the first thing you think of meditation... You go right now to a bookstore, try to buy a book on meditation. Some guru with a fly in his beard. So this one man, he said he went to the bookstore, he couldn't find a book on meditation. So he went down, he says, well, you go down the street, he says, and there's somebody there that will tell you. He says, they'll teach you. He walked in, there was a guy there, and he was sitting there, crystal balls all over. He said, well, this ain't for me. He walked out of it. And he says, so he went home, and he's desiring to hear this. He's trying to understand. He said, well, I want power. He said, because it's just a letter. Come on, amen. It's just a letter. But I want you to know that here's how it becomes more than just a letter. He says, the meditating. He knew there was something real about that. I want you to know that the Bible, you start looking tonight on what God says about meditation. And what I mean by that is this. He says, because this is what God taught this man. He says, and he was walking in a field. Because you had to get places. It wasn't like here, busy. And this. So he's walking down this path. And on this path, God put a cow right in his way. Because it was there and he couldn't get out of the way. Jaggers on this side, jaggers. He comes up to the cow and he couldn't move. He's like, well, I can move this cow, move. And he felt God speak to his heart. He says, just stand there. I'm going to teach you meditation. I want my ear to turn to hear God talk to me like this. Listen, sometimes we don't wait long enough to hear what God has to say. Forgive us. Forgive us, God. So he said, he's standing there and all of a sudden he's watching the cow standing there. He's like, what is this thing, stupid cow? Lifting up his towel and you know what happens. That's meditation? No. All of a sudden, he's seen his throat. He's seen something coming up in his throat, and all of a sudden, it goes. And then a little bit, swallows it. 10 minutes later, he was chewing the cud. He says, meditation is taking hold of that word, bringing it back up again, chewing on it. Letting it sink in, bringing it back up again. chewing on it, not just letting it, this sermon like here tonight, just walk. No, taking what God's saying to us right here, right now, and meditate, hallelujah. Taking a hold of it, chewing it up, hallelujah. And you know what that cow does? That cow chews it up, and then all of a sudden, it becomes part of who he is. It becomes part of him. It's saturated, every part of his being, that we take the word of God, the words that God declares to us, lay hands on the sick and recover. It's so part of you that you don't doubt it. Nothing can shake you. You're so firm in that, you agree with it, that we be like David. Hallelujah. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing unto you, God. But we speak words of negativity. We speak words that don't agree with what God says about ourselves, about others. Not believing what God can do that with him, but he can't. That's not what God says. The son of none. You might be the son of none. In God's eyes, you're a Joshua. Tell your neighbor you're a Joshua. Listen. Are you okay? Come on. I'm not apologizing because this is what I feel God's saying to us. Amen? Am I stirring your faith? All right. Four people. All right. There shall not any man be able to stand against you all the days of thy life. I was with Moses. I will be with you. I won't fail you. I'll be with you. How many times have God ready to do something for us and we run? He said, be strong. This is the word of God. Be strong. Be courageous. Just chew on that. Joshua, meditate on it. He says, I want you to take it and begin to stir that in your heart. See, because I'm asking you. I'm asking you to do something that seems impossible. You need my strength. You need every bit that I am. And the only way you get that is begin to digest it. Take hold of it. Begin to believe it. Let it sink into your heart. Let it get part of your being. He said, because those ones are following you. The Bible says that all creation is groaning for the sons of God to arise. All creation. There's a lot of problems in creation, ain't there? Come on. Nature, all that stuff is out of balance. Sickness and disease that God did not bring on, sin did. But I want you to know that Jesus delivered us from sin. Come on, He delivered us. He's called us. He's anointed us to speak to those things. Cast those things out. Chase them down. Break them up. Loose them in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You want dangerous faith? Come on, amen. He says, be strong and courageous, for under this people shall thou divide it for an inheritance. You're going to speak to them that they take hold of their inheritances, that they get their promises. I brought you here that you speak to them. I want you to know that you're here, that God has blessed you, to brought you here, that each one of us standing here tonight, that God think it good enough of us to say, God, I want to hear that. I want to release that inheritance that you've given to me to those ones that are out there. See, I want you to know that God died. He shed his blood for those that are lost out there. I've given you the commission to go get them, bring them here, that they be healed, that they be set free, that they be loose. Listen, I got to get through this. Be strong, he says. I swear, he says, the land I swore unto your fathers I will give you. God longs to give us this inheritance and promises, longs to give it to us generation after generation. Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Kenny Kaufman, Chris Kaufman. Come on, put yourself in that place. Listen, he says, and only be thou strong, be very courageous. I want you to hear this. I want you to take this word and meditate this, please. He says, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, has commanded thee. Turn not to the right, turn not to the left. Don't argue with it. Don't let nothing deter you, but keep your head forward. He says, that thou mayest prosper with whithersoever thou goes. Listen, here's where I want you to hear this. This book of law, say the word. He said, write my word. That's what they did. They wrote the words of God down. The statutes. That's what they were. Not just not do's and don'ts, but the statutes of God. Moses, Joshua, I want you to write down what I'm saying to you. And I want you to put it before my people. Not just to be a story. Come on, this is what's different than all other religions out there. This is alive. And it's powerful that if you believe it, hallelujah. Come on, it'll set you free. Come on, it'll break any chain. It'll heal any disease. Amen. And he said, I want you to get this. He says, the word shall not depart out of your mouth. Say, out of my mouth. But you shall what? Say it again. Say it again. Say it again. You shall meditate it. When? Day and night. Hallelujah. So I want you to know, because the enemy, he's a thief. He's come to steal and rob your inheritance, what you have. Hallelujah. He don't want your families to be delivered. He don't want them to be delivered from sicknesses. He wants these hospitals to be filled, sickness and chaos to rule the earth. Hallelujah. But God's got a different word for you. Hallelujah. Take hold and meditate upon His word, what He has to say, the promises that He has for us as sons and daughters of God. And He says this, and He says, meditate it. So if you take the word, let it be in your mouth. Meditate therein day and night, that thou may observe and do according to all that is written therein. For then, if you take it, let it get in your spirit. Let it get deep within you. I dare you. Joshua, if you do this, Joshua, watch what I do. He says, let it get in your spirit, take hold of it, and then, only then, say only then. See, we want God just to do all those things, but God says, no, I want it to be in your heart. See, because if it's in your heart, nobody could take it from you. If it's in your heart, that if something doesn't happen the way you think it should, it's all right because it's in my heart. Amen? It's in my heart. And He said this. Are you okay? Thou shalt make thy way prosperous. I will make your way. I'll make your way if you take these words and meditate on them. Let them digest and get within you. I will make your way for you. And He said this. Thou shalt make your way prosperous. Matt, prosperous. He says, and then. Say, and then. Thou shalt have good success. We get the success from meditating, digesting it, taking hold of that word, those words that God, not mine, not what I have to say about it, but what God says about it. Not what someone comes to try to disturb me. Well, you know what? I'm not sure I believe that. That's fine. I do. Watch what God does. Come on, tell someone, watch what God does. Faith is bold. He said, be strong. He says, I'm telling you this. I want you to be strong. Faith is strong. Tell someone it's strong. Doubt is nervous. Faith goes forward. Doubt draws backwards. Faith says yes. Doubt reasons and questions. Well, I'm not sure about that. Not sure about that. I want you to know, from one end to the other, I've read this about meditation, about taking it in, believing it, believing in our heart. Watch what God does. Come on, amen? Not just reading through, I'm talking about, you hear that word, or you take hold of that promise, and just all day long, bring it back up again. Just think about it. Just like Joshua, he says, this Joshua. And then all of a sudden, I want you to know that Joshua came to an end. He gets this word in him, and he has that enough tenacity within him to go against the flow of everybody else, what seems right because your senses say, well, now, maybe not now, maybe for some other day. But he says, no, right now. And he says that he went to a place, he says, and he walks, and all of a sudden, the angel of the Lord appeared before him, and he fell down. And the angel, he said to the angel, he says, are you for me or against me? He says, I'm not for any of you. I'm for the Lord. And he looked at him and he said this. I want you to see this. And he brought him over the hill and he says, do you see that?
And it was Jericho.
Listen, I want you to know that I felt that God put something before me. He's putting something before you. And it looks like Jericho. Big walls. Scary. My senses say, I don't know. And he says, I want you to look at it. And this is what he told Joshua. See. Say, see. I've given you the city. I want you to know that he got the city because he's seen it. He believed it. He believed in his heart. He meditated. He said that one time after that, he began to preach to the people, be of courageous. Because God has given us the city. He began to speak it. He let it begin to come out of our mouth. He wasn't intimidated. He didn't go to the people and say, well, listen, God says we're supposed to take the city, but it's big. And I know I just circumcised you, so you're probably not feeling too good, so maybe we won't do it today. Who circumcised somebody before they go to war? Say God. So they're looking at this thing and they're saying, yeah, I believe it. Well, wait a minute, hang on. You got to get your drums, Dan. Come on up here. Get your guitar. See, I've meditated on this long enough to know that, man, this is God, and I'm okay with it because He said it, I'm going to believe it. So I'm going to tell you about it. Listen, I believe it, and that's why I'm telling you about it. And He says, get your guitars, get your tambourines, get your trumpets. He said, because we're not going to do anything, God's going to do it. We're going to march around it together and agree that God's going to cause the walls to fall. I just want you, this is all I want you to do to the people, just believe my words. Meditate them day and night till it gets in you. I want you to know that probably after 7 days, this word began to, Joshua kept saying, come on, be courageous, come on, we got this. We got this. God's going to do this thing. No, we don't got it. God's got this thing. God's going to bring down these walls, and they're laughing at him. They're pointing their fingers, saying, you're foolish. And they're standing and saying, no, no, God says we're going to get the promises. Hallelujah. And we shall prosper. Because God said it. Say, God said it. And after the seventh day, the wall fell down. Prosperous, courageous people. These are written for you. Tell your neighbor they're for you. I ask for forgiveness. I repent. There's things that go on in my city that I am a man of God. We are men and women of God. We've been promised to stand and believe. By faith, God will give us our city. Things that go on, we turn our eyes. But the Holy Spirit is knocking on each one of our hearts. Saying, no, I want you to go. I want you to speak the word. I want you to believe in your heart. Just let it soak within you. Declare it long enough. Grab hold of it. Let it become part of you. Put it on the refrigerator. Every time you see it, declare it. Speak it. All the promises that are laid out for us, God has spoken over us. God spoke to this house that this place would be an oasis, that this would be a refuge from those people that have been rejected, been dumped on, been broken, been hurt, been lied to, and have a horrible taste of God to come here. And taste it again. And to see that God is good. To have a people that don't just say it. But it's so deep within you that they feel that love coming off you. They can't leave this place without saying, I need that. I need that. I need Jesus. Come on, would you stand with me?
What can you bear to love of Jesus?
like never before. I want to agree with it. God, Lord, I don't want to put the promises of God in a box somewhere, hiding away. But God, I want to receive all. I want to be all that you've called me to be. I want everybody to know your greatness. Hallelujah. When they look at me, not at my failures, not at all my mistakes, but they look at me and they see the love, they see the peace, they see the joy, they see the fruits, and they say, I got to get a piece of that. I got to be around them. Hallelujah. I got to be around them. Hallelujah. I want to see where God, where these people are. They desire so much, and they desire the Christ that's within us. They desire the Jesus that's in our hearts. If that's you tonight, I want you to come. I want you to come forward. Just take one step forward. Say, God, I desire to know you like never before. I desire to taste and see. I desire to take hold of your word. I desire to grab it, God. I desire to meditate it. I desire, God, Lord, this is burning in my heart, God. I desire to lay hands on the sick and see them recover. Come on, in Jesus' name. Jesus, I need you. the one thing that you know what God's called you to do? Lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. God has placed upon your hands anointing. And I'm telling you, listen to me, I want you to start laying hands. Don't worry, it's not your job. You can't heal anybody, but He can. All He did was ask you to lay hand on Him. Just lay hands on Him. It's in God's hands. Quit worrying about what if. No, it don't matter. You think you're going to make God look bad. Sometimes you think, well, if I don't, no. I want you to know, well, maybe I'm not doing enough faith. Listen, you have Jesus in you. You've got more than enough faith than you ever have. You'll never get any more than what you have. But I'm going to pray for that faith to become your conviction. That you can't go every time you hear somebody. I pray that it rings like a bell in your head. That God tells you, go, 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 go. Go lay hands on them. Lay hands on them. And you keep doing it. You keep doing it. You keep holding the promises. You keep lifting up your hands. Doesn't matter how you feel. Hallelujah. Don't matter how you feel. Listen, the enemy has come against the way I think, the way I speak. I can't memorize anything. I can't. Come on. I want you to hear that. I want you to know. It's hard for me. Me to remember things, and I doubt myself all the time. So where's God put me? Preaching the Word of God, declaring His Word that I can't always remember, saying, I want you to do it. I want you to pray and lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. I want you to pray for them. Come on, we all have that commission upon our lives, but sometimes God will strategically place those ones in certain areas. You're called to preach, but some of you need to preach. You got a preacher in you. So go preach. But there's a calling that you can't go without it. I'm praying that you can't wake every day. It's on your mind. I pray it won't leave you. I pray that you meditate it. I pray you get every one of the promises of God's healing. And you begin to let it get down in you. And you chew your cud. And you keep... You might want to throw up. You might want to spit it out. But I want you to know, you let it back down in. Say, let me sink that in. Let me bring it back up until it comes to pass in Jesus' name. Because I'm calling you, Joshua. I'm calling you to look at the walls. I'm calling you to look at the walls and call out until they fall. Until they fall down. I've told you to do this thing. I have granted. I've placed it in your hands to declare this word. Seems foolish. God says, I placed in your imaginations, in your thinking. Begin to speak it. Come on. Speak it. I just want us, before we go, I just want us to hearts. I know where I was. I know that I needed to repent. To the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of God. What I mean by that is that God's Spirit is our comforter. He's our teacher. Sometimes the Holy Spirit is... I want you to preach this, Pastor Chris. I want you to sing this verse again until there's somebody back there that needs to hear this verse. I want you to sing it again and again and again and again. That's foolish. Do it. I want you to hear. I want you to understand. Listen to me. I had to repent. Ask for forgiveness. That if I have quenched the Spirit of God, I'm sorry. I stood before my praise team. I'm sorry. Because God has asked them, the worship center and many churches, a great task. To believe in the impossible. Believe that God could take some misfits, the sons of none, and rise them up, hallelujah, to declare a word in a season, in a moment, that I was born for such a time as this, hallelujah. And I will not live another day without giving glory to God. I will not live another day without taking my breath and saying thank you. Holy Spirit, speak to me like you never spoke to me before. Cause me to run, hallelujah. Cause me to walk to my workplace, to walk into that house, to walk into that place with authority that comes from heaven, hallelujah. Commission from God. Walk into that place and declare something. Speak. of those men and women that are dying and hurting. I want you to know that maybe God has you there because of you. You're there because He thinks you're good enough. He thinks you have something to give. Right where you're at. Right where you're at. You've been faithful. You've been faithful. You've been faithful, wife. You've been faithful, wife. I want you to hear this and know. Listen, I want you to know that your husband hears the voice of God. He hears the sound of heaven. Hallelujah. And I want you to know that every time you walk in a room, hallelujah, He hears the sound of angels. Hallelujah. He hears the sound that walks into His presence. Why? Because you carry the presence of God. And everywhere you are, hallelujah, God is. Hallelujah. He can't run from it. He can't hide from it. He can't turn to the left. He can't turn to the right. Because God's before Him, right before Him. And He looks and sees. He sees the face of God. He sees the face of God. Woo, hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Keep being the wife that you are. I honor you. I honor you in your faith. Your love for God. Your passion for Him. And He sees it. He honors you for it. Involved in Light Walk Youth Ministry. Done years ago. You think that, what did it do? You can't run from God. Once that seed is within you, once that seed is within you, it can run its course. But the course has ended. The course has run its course. And God says, you're mine. You're mine. Place your hands. Trust God. Give yourself to Him. And God says, He'll turn things. He'll turn things that you couldn't do on your own, that you've tried to do with your own strength, with your own ability, for your family. You tried to do it in your own strength. You tried to do it in your abilities. You tried to get through on your own. And God says, you'll never, ever do that, but by might and by power, but by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. His Spirit, hallelujah, that'll quicken you, that'll speak to your heart, that'll begin to move you. You know what it's like for God to move you. Come on, you were in those camp meetings. You were there when God began to move in that place, hallelujah, and young kids began to shave their heads, crosses in their heads. They shaved crosses. They got touched by God so much that this, I walked up to the cabins and all these kids shaved their heads and put crosses in their heads. Because they were in love with Jesus. I'm like, no, my goodness. Are you kidding me? What am I going to do with these parents? But God's got more. That was a taste. That was a taste. God's going to do a quick work. Hallelujah. What it took for God to do in me, God's going to do it double time. I'm telling you. Double time. The things that it took me to learn to take hold of, as you begin to walk into faith, God's going to do it double time. I'm telling you, He's going to do it double time. I want you to know that He's going to do it in all your lives. I just hear God saying that. If we take hold of that word and just agree with it, God will do it. I paid a price for where I am. I'm telling you, I paid a price. It's cost me something to be here. But I'm telling you what, God said, guess what? You tell them that I'm going to do it double time. I'm going to do it faster, quicker, right now if they grab hold of it by faith. The Spirit of God's going to move like never before. He's going to move in our place, in our being. And I'm not ashamed of the Holy Spirit. I'm not ashamed of God moving people, quickening them, speaking to their hearts, watching them change. We lay before God and say, God, do it. If you did it for them, you could do it for me. If you did it for them, hey, Alan, you could do it for me. Father, you know someone sick? You know someone sick? You know someone sick? Hey, Alan, we'll walk in the room and they'll be healed. If he did it for them, he'll do it for you. He said, I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. But I need you to believe. I need you to agree. You agree? Heavenly Father, right now, lift up your hands. Right now, Lord, forgive us. Forgive us for quenching your spirit. Lord, for not agreeing with what you said. For not agreeing with your promises. For putting them in a box. Hallelujah. Forgive us, God. Forgive us, your people, God. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that we will grab hold of it, God. That we will run, hallelujah, like never before. I pray for the fire, God, to fall in this place, God. To begin to stir upon one. And it will go from one to one to one to one. And you'll burn in our hearts. We can't put it out. Woo, hallelujah. Just need one to believe. Lord, I thank you. Forgive us, Father God. Lord, I pray right now. I pray for this day right now. That we mark this day. This is the day of the Lord. At this moment of this time. That he'll always be reminding me of what was deposited within his spirit. Speak, Holy Spirit. Speak, hallelujah. I pray as he lays his head down, I pray to God, Lord, that the Spirit moves and quickens him and encourages him and strengthens him, hallelujah, and causes him to run. Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that he gets so uncomfortable, hallelujah, that he got to run, hallelujah. He's got to grab the Word. He's got to grab, what does it say? I know it says something in the Bible. I know it says something here. I got to find it, hallelujah. I need to digest it. I need to take hold of it. In your name, I pray right now. Come on, just lift up your hands and thank him. Come on, just thank him. Just thank him, hallelujah. Come on, thank him, hallelujah. Come on, we are called to glorify God. What do? You say thank him. Thank you. Come on, the glory of the Lord is in the house. Hallelujah. The glory of the Lord is in the house. Glory, glory. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Woo! Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, thank you. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
For months and months and months, I have been praying. I said, Lord, there's too many people I know that have diseases. And I said, I'm tired of it. And I have a nephew that was diagnosed with Parkinson's. He's 56 years old. He's now to the place where he can't talk. And I'm like, he has the gift of faith. I said, God, I don't understand this. And I have a dear friend that has multiple sclerosis. She's in a wheelchair. She never complains. And I say, God, I want to see the supernatural. You said we can do the supernatural. I want to see it. So this week, me and my husband went to Pittsburgh. He was having surgery. We stayed at a hotel. And I'm just getting a little bit nervous. There was a lady that we had met back in December. She worked at the Veterans Hospital, and she said she had congestive heart failure. I felt led to pray for her when I was there. And so I said, well, can I pray for you? And she said, yeah. So the next day in December, we had gone back, and she said, Rita, she said, I went to see her again. She said, Rita, she said, I have something to tell you. I said, what? She said, well, after you prayed for me, I went home and I exercised and I feel great. This week I saw her again and she said, Rita, my numbers are up. She said, my heart is almost normal. We're talking congestive heart failure.
Come on, hallelujah. Give God glory, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on, hallelujah. Amen. Listen, last thing I want to share with you. A man of God came to me 20 years ago. And he laid hands on me, and I always remember this because I wrote it down. I have it written down. And he said to me this. He said, I seen you preaching 20 years ago. And he says, I seen you preaching. And he says, and you were in the center of town. He says, and I seen you were in a huge tent. He said, because it was a huge tent. He says, it was like a teepee, big. I want you to look outside when you walk outside and look at this place. 20 years ago, in the center of town, God spoke that. And all the time I would lay my head down and say, God, Lord, you said that if it's to be, it's to be. And I didn't even think about it when I was standing in here one day. And God says, this is the tent that I told you 20 years ago that you would preach in. Come on. Come on. And I laid in my bed. I remember praying to God, Lord, if it's to be, whatever, God, Lord, you have for me. I want you to know, though, meditated that word. God has words that you have that have been in your heart. Meditate. Chew them up again. Come on, chew it up again. Chew it up again. Chew it up again and again and again. And watch it come to pass. Amen? And we will declare with everything within us that we are. Amen. Come on, give somebody a hug. Amen. Come on, get back here on Wednesday. Amen. And be blessed in Jesus' name.